Item up for bid, House Bill 5018, Department of Environmental Quality, work session on that. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5018 is the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Department of Environmental Quality administers the state's laws regarding air, water, and land pollution. The department also manages the federally delegated Clean Air, Clean Water, and Resource Conservation and Recovery Act programs and administers the state environmental programs in the areas of solid waste management, planning and recycling, groundwater protection, and environmental cleanup. The subcommittee recommended budget for the department totals $279.7 million. The budget includes $23.9 million of general fund, $3.4 million lottery funds, $114.7 million other funds, and $39 million federal funds. The budget total also includes over $98 million of non-limited funds for cleanup activities and debt service. The general fund portion of this budget is 28% below the governor's budget. The total recommended budget is 2% above the governor's budget, primarily due to an increase of 17% in non-limited funds related to a shift of debt service from general fund and lottery funds to non-limited other funds. The change will save $4.8 million more than was in the governor's budget this biennium and will continue to generate savings in future biennia. The subcommittee made reductions to reflect the salary freeze, the adjustment in attorney general charges, and the DAS assessment reduction. The budget includes a one-time $4.6 million fund shift using Measure 66 lottery funds and Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Funds to replace general fund for a variety of salmon recovery efforts. The subcommittee also added four positions and about $600,000 in general fund to support coordination of economic development efforts. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5018 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Thank you, Representative. Now open up the work session, House Bill 5022, Department of Forestry. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5022 is the budget bill for the State Forestry Department. The department provides state and private forest land fire protection, manages state forest lands, and provides stewardship for non-federal forest lands through administration of the Forest Practices Act and provision of forestry assistance. Other funds support roughly three-quarters of the department's budget. Approximately 15% of the agency's budget is derived from the general fund. Federal funds comprise less than 9% of the budget. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $229,941,897 and 881.97 FTE. The budget contains $34 million in general fund, $161 million in other funds, $19 million in federal funds, and $15 million in non-limited funds. The budget is 3.5% below the governor's recommended budget. The general fund portion of this budget is 5.4% below the governor's recommended budget. The majority of the decrease results from a one-time shift of $4.8 million in general fund expenditures to Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Funds to support salmon habitat activities under the Oregon Plan. The budget is decreased by $4.6 million to reflect technical adjustments for merit increases, inflation, Attorney General, and the Department of Administrative Services assessments. The subcommittee eliminated a total of 142 vacant positions, or 54.8 FTE, for a net savings of $2.7 million. The budget adds $4.2 million general fund to provide an adequate level of base fire protection and sets aside $5.7 million general fund in the emergency fund for additional fire protection needs. The budget adds resources to manage federal funds coming to the state for fire protection, forest health, and landowner assistance. Several position reclassifications were approved by the subcommittee to address new skill requirements for service delivery. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5022 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Representative Hansen, Representative Johnson, must be noted as objecting. Further objections? Hearing and seeing no further objections, the motion is agreed to. House Bill 5022 is passed to the floor. close the work session. Open a work session, House Bill 5034. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5034 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. This agency is responsible for managing Oregon's statewide land use planning system. The Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a budget of $14.5 million and 47.88 FTE. This is a 13% reduction from the 0103 legislatively approved budget and a 16% reduction from the governor's budget. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect lower Department of Administrative Services assessments, the reduction in Attorney General's hourly rate, elimination of inflation allowances, and reduced salary levels due to the state employee compensation freeze. The subcommittee approved budget includes several packages that reflect a realignment of the agency's organizational structure with available funding sources. The subcommittee also reduced the agency's budget by $375,000 general fund and appropriated a like amount to the Emergency Board as a special purpose appropriation. The agency is directed by budget note to report on its progress toward implementing a work plan developed by the agency and approved with modifications by the subcommittee. This plan was developed in response to the subcommittee's concern over agency management of its budget, the backlog of periodic review tests and tasks, and other areas of agency performance. In conjunction with the work plan, the subcommittee directed the agency to adopt performance measures in addition to those presented by the agency. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5034 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there discussion of the motion? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I supported this motion this morning in committee. I'm going to support it again today. I asked a question in committee this morning that your fellow co-chair was very generous in providing some additional explanation for it, and it might benefit the committee to have his answer on the record again. The holdback that is occurring of their budget pending a report to the E-Board against reasonable progress towards meeting their guidelines and activities as laid out in the work plan is something that I could support today, but I was eager to have a definition of reasonable progress on the record so that we would know when the time came and the E-Board deliberated the release of funds whether or not the agency had been able to meet that standard by completion of certain activities against certain timelines, and I just wanted to raise the question again in this venue.
Seems like a reasonable question.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
No. I think the term reasonable was chosen instead of a term of substantial, trying to make sure that there was an opportunity providing good, solid progress was made on the work plan that everyone's agreed to, that there would be no problem in accessing the funds. And we just want to make sure that there's follow-through and opportunity for success and make sure everything's lined out.
Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair, and I'll be supporting the budget.
Thank you. Representative Morgan, did you have something to add?
Only to an attempt at further clarification, that the work plan that was put forth by the agency is pretty well defined in what the goalposts are and what the outcomes that are desired are. So I don't think that it is going to be that difficult of a task to decide what is a reasonable effort on the part of the agency to move them towards their goalposts. In addition, we also changed language in the budget note that said that the E-Board shall give the money to the agency rather than have it, or that it will not be permissive, that it will be given to them if that progress can be demonstrated.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would think for the legislature to be using reasonable progress as we'll give them quite a bit of leeway.
I wrote that down. Thanks. Is there further discussion? Comments? The motion is before us. If there's no further discussion, is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to, and House Bill 5034 is passed to the floor. Do pass. Recommendation. Close the work session. Open a work session, Senate Bill 5501. Representative Morgan.
Mr. Co-Chair, you'll be probably happy to note that this is the last one I've got on this agenda.
Thrilled.
Senate Bill 5501 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture ensures food safety, protects agricultural and natural resources, and promotes economic development in the agricultural industry. The subcommittee recommended budget for the department totals $77 million. The budget includes $11.5 million general fund, $8 million lottery funds, and $52.5 million other funds and $5 million in federal funds. The general fund portion of this budget is 44% below the governor's budget. The total recommended budget is 9% below the governor's budget. The subcommittee made reductions to reflect the salary freeze, the adjustment in attorney general charges, and the DAS assessment reduction. The budget includes a one-time $6.8 million fund shift using Measure 66 lottery funds and Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery funds to replace general fund for a variety of salmon recovery efforts. The subcommittee eliminated 102 vacant positions and restored funding for predator control. The subcommittee also eliminated most of the funding for the pesticide use reporting system. With this reduction, any significant work on the program, including system development, will be suspended for the current biennium. The Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends Senate Bill 5501 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Discussion of the motion. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Representative Morgan. Actually, just a series of very short questions. This is probably not the question you were anticipating. The Wine Advisory Board. There is a bill that is pending before this committee on the Wine Advisory Board that has come out of subcommittee, but has not yet been heard here. Actually, it's been pending for about a month and a half now at the full committee. Does this anticipate that that bill will pass?
Mr. Co-Chair, do we have any rules about lobbying bills in the full committee? Senator Devlin, perhaps your question should be directed to the co-chairs and the chair of this subcommittee.
Okay. Another question? Or is that it? You promised a series.
A series.
Sure.
In the governor's proposed budget, he had cut all funding. This is different from the question you anticipated for the Pesticide Analytical Response Center. Did you restore some of the funding?
Staff could address that issue.
Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin, to your first question, this budget does assume passage of that bill that would eliminate the positions in the department for the Wine Advisory Board. Answer to your question, second question is, this budget does not restore the funding for the Analytical Center.
Mr. Chair, I'm having trouble hearing.
Would you repeat briefly the answer?
The answer to the first question was that the budget does assume passage of, I believe it's House Bill 3442, that would eliminate the positions in the Department of Agriculture for the Wine Advisory Board. And the answer to the second question is this budget does not restore funding for the Pesticide Analytical Response Center.
Thank you, staff. And Mr. Chairman, final, just not a question. Some members of the Senate have some deep concerns about the severe reduction in funding for the pesticide reporting program, as do I. Out of deference, though, to our chair on the Senate side, Senator Schrader, I will be casting a vote in favor of this budget because of all the hard work he's done on this and other natural resources budgets.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? There's no further discussion. Is there objection to the motion? Representative Johnson, Representative Hansen, Senator Gordley. No further objections. The motion has passed. Senate Bill 5501 is approved to go to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Close the work session. Open a work session. Senate Bill 5527, Division of State Lands. Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5527 is the budget bill for the Division of State Lands.
The division provides administrative support to the State Land Board, which is responsible for management of the common school fund assets. The division is responsible by statute for related programs such as removal, fill, and wetlands. The division also manages the South Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve and provides support to the Natural Heritage Advisory Council. The Natural Resource Subcommittee approved a total budget of $43.5 million and 85.26 FTE. This is a 16% reduction from the governor's budget, primarily as a result of a $7.7 million decrease in the expected distributions to schools from the Common School Fund. Of the total budget approved by the subcommittee, $27.1 million is for Common School Fund distributions and $16.4 million is for agency operations. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect lower Department of Administrative Services assessments, the reduction in the Attorney General's hourly rate, elimination of inflation allowances, and reduced salary levels due to the state employee compensation freeze. The subcommittee approved budget includes several limited duration positions that are continued from the 2001-03 biennium. Four new limited duration positions were added, one to address audits division recommendations regarding separation of duties, one to focus on land management issues in eastern and central Oregon, and two others supported by ODOT funding that will focus on permitting for bridge and highway work. The agency is directed by budget note to report on its progress toward implementing a work plan developed by the agency and approved with modifications by the subcommittee. This plan was developed in response to the subcommittee's concerns over various areas of agency performance. In conjunction with the work plan, the subcommittee also directed the division to adopt performance measures in addition to those presented by the agency. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5527 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Senate Bill 5527 is passed to the floor for the do pass recommendation. Close the work session. Open a work session. Senate Bill 5547. Senator Messerlich.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5547 is the budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. OWEB was established by the legislature as an agency designated to administer the lottery funds constitutionally dedicated to fund salmon and watershed restoration as described by Ballot Measure 66 from 1998. Senate Bill 5547 also allocates lottery funds to other agencies involved with the Oregon Plan activities, eligible to be funded with Ballot Measure 66 revenues. The recommended budget supports OWEB operation expenses with a total of $5.3 million of lottery funds. $1 million of the lottery funds are also provided from the Restoration and Protection Research Fund to complete two research projects begun last year and continue work on a conservation hatchery improvement project and nonpareil dam. The recommended budget also includes $2.4 million other funds limitation and $38.7 million federal funds limitation. The federal funds are derived from the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Program of the National Marine Fisheries Service and includes $22.8 million of new funds for the 2003-05 and $14.2 million in carry forward from 2001-03. $20 million of the federal funds are used for a one-time fund shift to replace general fund and ballot measure 66 lottery funds to allow the continuation of Oregon Plan activities and make general fund available to address the statewide budget shortfall. Federal funds limitation was added to accommodate two federal grants for wetlands acquisition, but was unscheduled pending reports on the grant projects to the Emergency Board. Measure 66 funding of capital expenditure projects was removed from Senate Bill 5547 and included in Senate Bill 5550 in order to provide the agency with a six-year expenditure limitation for these projects. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5547 to be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Senate Bill 5547 is passed to the floor, do pass recommendation. Other bills reported out of subcommittee, House Bill 3108, Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3108 established a limited entry permit for commercial fishing and nearshore fish, including Sebastius melanops and Sebastius steminus. Commercial fishing vessels will need permit beginning January 2004 at a cost of $75 per year. Permit fees are expected to generate $22,500 revenue per biennium. The bill also increases the landing fee on market value of rockfish from 1.09% to 5% and sets the revenue aside for research on nearshore fisheries. Your subcommittee amended the bill to delay the landing fee increase until January 1, 2005 to allow the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to absorb the cost of making the change into existing resources. The increased landing fees are expected to generate about $104,000 per biennium for research on nearshore fish. The amendments also prohibit the harvest of krill from Oregon's territorial sea. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3108 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion?
I'd like to ask a question, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I just want to know what a krill looks like.
It looks like a very, very small little shrimp creature by the tens of thousands. I think we have three or four varieties off of Oregon, 20-some varieties up in the North Atlantic and North Pacific.
So they're shrimp, little fish?
Summer-type critters, yes.
Mr. Chair, if I might just interject for the benefit of Senator Winters, these are too small to have any gumbo value.
We'll know who doesn't get gumbo next.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. Close the work session, House Bill 3108. Open a work session, House Bill 3534. Representative Krieger.
Thank you again, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3534 revises laws relating to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, commonly known as OPAC. OPAC was first created to address Oregon's comprehensive planning efforts for use and conservation of Oregon's ocean resources. OPAC's membership includes representation from a wide variety of ocean resource interests. The bill directs the Department of Land Conservation and Development and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to share responsibility for staffing OPAC and its projects. The bill also directs OPAC to review the Territorial Sea Plan and report to state committees represented on the council. The bill also requires OPAC to do an economic analysis if it recommends establishing marine reserves in Oregon's Territorial Sea. The Natural Resources Committee recommends House Bill 3534 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative Krieger. Is there a discussion of the motion? Co-Chair Schrader.
I just would like to acknowledge Representative Krieger's hard work on both these bills and patience in making sure they got through the process in a productive manner. I really appreciate all his consideration.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, it is agreed to. House Bill 3534 is passed to the floor. Close the work session. Anything further to come before the committee?
Yeah.
Our thanks to committee staff who have been putting in a lot of extra hours. But they continue to look bright.
A couple good valley people.
And fresh. We're so pleased. With that, we're adjourned.